Winning season has officially returned, and with NFL Preseason Live, there are plenty of opportunities to win at MyBookie. Whether you're a seasoned bettor or a first-timer, MyBookie gets you the most for your money with a double deposit bonus up to $1,000. To claim your bonus, sign up and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit, and you'll instantly double your money with MyBookie. It's simple. $250 puts $500 in your account, and you can use your funds to bet on as many individual games, contests, or props as you want. Bet on team win totals. Predict the Super Bowl winner. Use the MyBookie prop builder to give yourself the edge you need to secure the bag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Okay, let's call Paul Charchian and see what is shaking today.
Yo!
My man, how you doing? Had a crazy day, I understand.
Yes, it's been nuts, but that's this time of year, and that's what I signed up for. So not complaining, just fact.
All right, Jalen Reagor trade, Gruden says sorry, hard launching your new boyfriend, latest fantasy buzz, update on your camper, things you should pay for, is a discounted gift, scary Winnie the Pooh, rapid expansion to 12 teams, an airdrop on an airplane. That sounds like a lot, but I know, Charge, we can get it in.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Sing along with me, people. Here we go.
Look, 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 look.
Oh, beauty, go.
Look, 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 look.
Okay.
Hi. Right. How'd I do there, George?
You nailed it. You always nail it. It might be, you know, I think when it comes time to deliver your eulogy, we're going to start it with the coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo.
All right, very good. So let's start with the football news of the day. While I was out golfing today on a beautiful upper Midwest late summer day.
Gorgeous day.
Gorgeous day. I learned that Jalen Reagor had been traded from the Philadelphia Eagles to your Minnesota Vikings. Well, my friend, excited?
Well, you know, the irony, of course, and many of your listeners already know this, is Jalen Reagor was the Eagles' selection one spot before Justin Jefferson in the 2020 draft.
Right.
And 2021 draft. And that was 2020. Wasn't it 2020?
It was
2020 draft.
Pandemic draft. In fact, there is the viral video clip of the Viking coaches laughing their ass off at the selection by Philly.
Running to the podium. I believe I think that was the phrase Rick Spielman used at the end of that clip was, let's run to the podium for Justin Jefferson. It was one of the few really great Rick Spielman picks. He had a handful of winners. That was probably the best pick he ever made at pick 22. Now they get Jalen Reagor, the guy that went one pick before, for a seventh rounder next year's draft and a fourth or fifth in the year after that. And he's been reduced to basically a punt returner at this stage of his career already 2 years later.
Right. Now, why do you think wide receivers bust in the NFL? What do you think is the number one reason why they bust? Or is there no number one reason? Is it a constellation of reasons as to why they bust?
It's a hard position. There is a lot to know, do, and to at that position, right? You got to know your routes. You got to have time with the quarterback. You got to have really good hands. You have to be able to win contested catches. You have to have the great footwork. I mean, you have to be a really, really complete athlete. You know, what do they say about cornerbacks? their wide receivers who can't catch.
Right.
Because it is a hard job, and it's why they get paid so freaking much money now. Or the other reason that so many of them wash out, if you're a Raider, is you blow like a .3 and then drive into someone.
Right. People, someone was memeing today movie clips and then labeling them with Raider embarrassments over the last, I'll tell, 18 months, basically. Like, there was some horrible car crash scene from a movie, and it was like, you know, Henry Ruggs. There was some racist scene from a movie, and it was John Gruden.
John Gruden.
More on him in just a second. So I will give you a couple of wide receiver busts in Redskins history, and then you can give me a couple of Minnesota busts.
Oh, yeah.
At wide receiver, and explain why they were busts. By the way,
yes,
great list of all the things you need to be a good receiver. Two more I will add is you need to be tough as shit to go over the middle and make the hard catches.
Brave.
And you have to be healthy. And a lot of these guys may have everything you just listed, but their hamstrings betray them. Or their soft tissue just never stays out of the shop. Right?
Right.
Okay, so Desmond Howard was the can't-miss kid. Heisman Trophy winner out of Michigan. Redskins take him like fifth overall, and he busted because he couldn't get off the line of scrimmage in the NFL.
Oh, man.
Corners quickly realized he was small and easily jammable, and when they did that, it was game
over.
Now, he became a Super Bowl winning return man for the Packers, but he was never a big-time wide receiver after that. There was a wide receiver taken out of TCU who Josh Doctson.
Yes, I remember him.
Josh Doctson.
Not that long ago, like 5 years ago.
Right. Josh Doctson put absolute fire down on tape in college, jumping over dudes for end zone corner fades, making spectacular catches. He never really caught on with Washington and was a bust, in part because, and I was told this by many people close to the team, he was as soft as soft serve ice cream at the state fair. He was homesick for his mommy. He didn't like some of the shit talking that went on in the locker room about him. And then when he got off to a slow start and the pressure began to build, he crumbled.
There's
a couple examples. Yeah. Give me a couple of Viking examples as to why guys washed out.
I want you to go to YouTube.
Yeah.
And I know you've got it right there, ready to go. Type in Troy Williamson, Broncos.
Okay.
Troy Williamson was the player the Vikings selected with the draft capital they got in the Randy Moss trade.
Whoa.
To the Raiders. So they get like the 17th pick overall of that draft. Seventh. He was the seventh pick of that draft. I don't remember which year.
Okay, hold on 2 seconds.
Yeah.
You said Broncos.
Yes, he was a Viking, but the play I want you to see is against the Broncos, and it'll come up right at the top.
It's labeled Troy Williamson sucks.
No, that's a different draft from that game.
There's Troy Williamson Broncos. Here it is.
Okay.
Tavares Jackson with time. Puts it up deep. He's got a man wide open. And Williamson dropped it.
Open. Game winner. That's going to be like a game-winning touchdown. If you know, that would have been enough to get the Vikings up. But it clanked off his face mask. Wide open 40 yards downfield. Hit him in the face.
Defense bust. They bite some teaser routes. Look at how wide open he is. Nobody around him for 15 yards. Hits him right in the middle of the chest plate, and he can't hang on. Man. That has been his M.O. And listen, when you're a receiver in pro football, I think your job description is you got to be able to catch.
Holy shit. I had never seen that before. In fact, that drop is so bad that if it was in Madden, people would say, hold on, that's a fucking glitch. That's a fucking glitch.
Return that.
Wow. Yeah,
unbelievable. Now, they were not kidding. Open by 15 yards. You never see that, Zabe.
I know. Total busted coverage. See, the thing is, when wide receivers have time they fuck up. They get nervous. It's almost like the shorter the putt in golf, the more they're going to yak it. So they just need to not think. So there's one for you. Percy Harvin was quite the guy. He was with Seattle, but then he was fucking crazy. Well, actually, he was first with Minnesota, wasn't he?
Yeah, he won Rookie of the Year in Minnesota.
So
it
what happened?
Brett Favre's, it was the Brett Favre season of 2009, and they took Percy Harvin in the first round despite multiple character concerns and decided they were going to roll the dice on him because they loved the talent, and he was freaking awesome that year.
Out of Florida. He was part of the Wild Gang led by then Urban Meyer at Florida, if I recall.
I'm almost certain you're correct.
The
about
outlaw
that.
Gang of football players Urban Meyer had down there, including soon to be double murderer Aaron Hernandez.
Ow. Then the problem the first issue we had was he had migraines, and the migraines he'd have to miss games and practices because he had migraines, and not diminishing migraines, they're debilitating for many people. But then all kinds of other attitude problems, shouting matches with coaches, disrespecting other players, and then the worst kept secret in town was his pill problem.
Oh boy.
And then the Vikings unloaded him. And I remember talking to somebody that I knew I remember talking to somebody inside the Seattle organization when they traded for him. I'm like, dude, you know about the pills, right?
And right.
Like, yeah, we know, but you know, we're going to do it anyway. Okay.
We're going to do it. We're going to roll the dice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and they did. The other big whiff that we had was the player taken one after Josh Doctson. So Josh Doctson goes 22, who you already mentioned, and the Vikings rubbing their hands together like, ah, ha, ha, they left our guy for us. No, not Michael Thomas, who would end up going about half a round later. No, Laquon Treadwell.
Oh, my God.
First round pick right after Josh Doctson.
That's right. Out of Ole Miss?
Out of Houston.
Houston, okay.
No, Miss. You're exactly right.
Laquon Treadwell.
Laquon Treadwell. Yeah. He, now, to his credit, still in the league. He just got cut yesterday, but still in the league after whatever. It was 2016 draft, so he's managed to cobble together a handful of different teams here.
All right, while we're on that, give me an update on how fantasy football is going. There was a couple other players moved of note of fantasy-wise in the last 24, 48 hours. What's the buzz? Who's being drafted where?
Well, the big mover all preseason, and we've mentioned him. I think you and I have already mentioned him in a few different formats, but Damian Pierce, the rookie from Houston, no players moved more this season than he has. He started out in most drafts, a guy you could get in round 12, 13, 14. Now he's round 3, round 4, because he has looked awesome, Zabe.
Running back Damian Pierce.
Yes, Houston. He just posted the highest rated preseason for a rookie running back by Pro Football Focus in I don't know, it was 20 years. I think it's in 2006.
Wow.
He looked eye-popping. And that's the, you don't know. It's hard to know what you can believe in the preseason, Dave. But sometimes a player just pops up the screen in a way. You're like, well, obviously this translates.
Right.
And that's the case with him, okay. Damian Pierce.
Anyone that you would recommend shading or fading in your fantasy draft? Give me a couple of faders.
Cam Akers, I do not trust, and I'm not taking him in any format. I know we're all excited for him to come back. Everybody wants players from the Rams. He's already missed the last 3 weeks of training camp. His status for week one is still at this point a little bit unclear. But the biggest thing, Zabe, Achilles injuries just plain rob running backs of their career. And I gotta see it before I can trust Cam Akers to come back. I think it's going to be a timeshare, and instead we could pivot to his teammate. And I think you're better off going with Daryl Henderson and just try Henderson, who does not have it. It's not coming up an Achilles issue. They're going to share time, and I think Henderson's going to be more effective. So that's one of the guys that I'm fading pretty hard. The other one is the first running back taken, Breece Hall with the Jets. unable to separate himself from the second and third string runners all preseason. He was running with first, second, and third strings, never able to really show much. And again, not trying to read too much into the preseason, but Breece Hall right now does not look like first running back taken in the draft, but not your fantasy draft. That's Damian Pierce.
I mean, when was he taken? In the second round?
Early second. Jets, or that first pick of the Jets, that, you know, like pick two or three of the second round.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you don't have your fantasy league in order, there's still time. GuillotineLeagues.com. That's GuillotineLeagues.com. We have a whiskey draft, a super premium whiskey draft live at Maddie's tomorrow. Well, today, as you listen to this podcast, that's Thursday. So it's going to be live and in person, and I have shooed away multiple people, including close friends.
Wow.
Like Eric James Gitter.
Oh, on the outside.
Because he could not attend in person. Does it make me a bad guy or borderline psychopath?
It's a live event.
Got it.
That means you
got
to show up and draft your team.
Got it.
If he'd rather be on the golf course,
now,
which is where Gitter is, that's on him.
Actually, he's got parental duties to attend to. So I feel for him. He would have loved to have been in it. He has several bottles of $150 bourbon or better that he could just put up out of his cabinet. But that said, I want 18 guys, 18 bottles, and a photo at Maddie's bar to kick off the league. Does that make me a bad person?
That makes you an awesome person.
Thank you.
Yeah, that makes you running one of the great leagues in America.
Now,
that's what that does.
Question, does the GuillotineLeagues.com software platform allow for one person, me, the commish, to pause the draft to allow for up to the podium in-person announcements of picks?
Why, yes, it does. If you are the commissioner, and only if you're the commissioner, inside the draft room at the top will be a bar that lets you pause and resume the draft, and you can even make the picks for the other players as they come up. They could walk up to the podium
and
you can input the picks if you want.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, if you want to. But yes, you can just pause and unpause as you want. You can rewind picks. You have all these controls as commissioners. So, yes.
All right, cool. Look forward to doing that.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Winning season has officially returned, and with NFL Preseason Live, there are plenty of opportunities to win at MyBookie. Whether you're a seasoned bettor or a first-timer, MyBookie gets you the most for your money with a double deposit bonus up to $1,000. To claim your bonus, sign up and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit, and you'll instantly double your money with MyBookie. It's simple. $250 puts $500 in your account, and you can use your funds to bet on as many individual games, contests, or props as you want. Bet on team win totals. Predict the Super Bowl winner. Use the MyBookie prop builder to give yourself the edge you need to secure the bag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
John Gruden now says he's ashamed of the things that were in his emails that led to his firing last October. This is the first time that he has spoken publicly about the incident, and it's a tone that certainly doesn't match his scorched earth, I'm going to sue the league into oblivion for setting me up sort of tone. What do you think is going on with John Gruden?
Well, he's starting, even though he's made so much money that he should has no reason to ever have to work again, anything ever in his life. This is step one in the rehabilitation process.
Right.
Right. So, you know, you got to kiss some asses. You know, you got to start the process of apologizing. And the stuff he said was bad. I mean, you know, the point for him is not what he said is OK. You know, his whole point was, why did you single out me? You know, you got all these emails. You know, why am my stuff getting released? You know, he should apologize for what he said because it was BS. But that's why he's doing it. He wants to try to get his image back in order so that someday, and it might be 2, 3, 5 years down the road, he can claw his way back into the NFL because apparently nobody ever wants to leave.
Do you think who comes back first, John Gruden or Tom Brenneman? Brenneman just started some, I don't know, show or podcast in which he's asking for a second chance and perhaps a little bit of grace from people.
The hard thing about Brenneman is you heard it come out of his mouth.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's a little bit like the Ray Rice video, right? I mean, we saw it typed up. We had read about it. Then you see it and it takes on all new meaning. For Brenneman, we heard him say it and it just means more. Don't you think it just carries more weight when you can hear it and see it?
I do. I couldn't believe it either, because I always thought that Brenneman was a very buttoned up, nerdy, straight laced announcer. And boy, did he flush quite a career on a hot mic. But he had disgusting things in his heart, and he should look deep inside himself to be a better person.
Well, and I'm sure he has for 3 years, and I'm sure he regrets it deeply. I mean, you know, how could you not, considering what it cost him?
Right. But, we need an update on your camper, Charge. How are we doing?
Now, here's the update. It's ordered, so it's a done deal. It's coming. It's somewhere in the assembly line process.
What model again specifically? Because boy, did we have people chiming in saying, is that the LT version or is that the 422?
This is the Jayco 274BH. You can just type in Jayco 274. That will pop right up. And here's Abe is my question.
What does BH stand for? Butthurt?
Bunkhouse. That means it's got bunks in the back, which we're putting. It's got double bunks. They're full size beds in the back, like doubles in the back corner. But one layer, the lower layer is going to be for the dogs so that they are not in our business when we're trying to sleep. The upper bunk could be my daughter or friends or whatever. Now, here's what I want you to do. If you Google it, I have a question for you relative to this. And I posted this on Twitter today, but now I can explain it a little bit better.
Yeah.
It's got a TV and it's got a love seat facing the TV. I'll be sitting about 6 feet away from it, and the spot for that TV can be no bigger than a 32-inch TV. So here's my question to you, AV nerd that you are, along with me.
Yeah.
At only 32 inches, which is, by the way, it's almost impossible to even buy a 32-inch TV anymore.
It's getting pretty hard.
It is. At 32 inches, does it matter if I go 1080p or can I dial it back to 720p use less electricity, which counts in an RV, and have less and maybe even less like streaming power from my Roku stick or whatever?
Whoa, 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 whoa. 720p draws less current than 1080.
Well, it's got to work. It's got to work roughly not quite half as hard, but not as hard, right?
I've never researched this. Have you?
I'm making an assumption. I admit it, but I assume that if you don't have to work as hard, you'll draw less wattage.
I don't think, Charge. I don't think it draws more energy, but I could be totally wrong. I think it's just a matter of line displays and electronics. I also tend to think that the newer TVs now don't draw very much power, because I can power my 32-inch TV that is mounted on the front of my little portable desk that I do the golf show podcast from, sitting behind. Yeah. I draw that off a small rechargeable power brick that sits underneath the cabinet. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it will last for hours. So I don't think that's a problem right there. And here's the thing. 720 is such trash.
It's so 2008, right?
I'm not even sure you can get a reputable manufacturer at 720p.
No, they do. That's
like,
you know,
who?
At this
Samsung?
No, Toshiba. Samsung. All right. Yeah.
Now, just go 1080 and get the streaming capabilities, and you should be fine. They're so cheap. At 32 inches, you're talking $169 probably.
No, 100. Well, I can go. It's for 1080p. I'll have to go to like 150. If I want 720, I can get this in at $119.
Okay. Hard launching a new boyfriend on Instagram. This is apparently a new trend.
What do you think? I don't understand what hard launching a new boyfriend means.
Apparently, this was in the New York Post page 6 section. Some women, when they date a new man for the first time,
first date,
take a picture with the man holding hands or hugging or kissing, and then slap it right on their Instagram and tag them without their consent. They call it a hard launch as opposed to a soft launch where they kind of tease and intimate that they're dating.
Wow.
And some people are saying women that do that are psychopaths. You should run from them as fast as you can. Others are saying, way to go, girl. Take the power back. What do you say?
Let's flip the genders for a minute.
Yes.
Let's say it was the other way around, and dude's being pushy. He's going for unwanted touching. He's pushing kissing on himself and posting her face anywhere. He'd get murdered for that, and rightfully so. I think this is
egregious, out of bounds, and borderline psychopathic behavior.
It is.
Okay.
And how desperate do you have to be to do that?
They say it's a control thing. They say it's women taking control of the relationship.
I don't think so.
All right, couple more, then we're done here tonight. You're very busy. Thank you for your time. Is a discount a gift? Is a discount a gift? Because the Brewers, as part of their 100 millionth fan celebration, they passed what they believe is the 100 million fans attendance mark in the franchise history last night. They said the week before it happened that they will be giving away a, quote, significant gift on the night it happens to everyone in attendance.
Okay.
Instead, they say they're going to offer $6 discounts on tickets for select weekday games and a $6 concession discount. Question, is that discount, in fact, a, quote, gift?
Well, let's say it were your birthday, Zabe, and I gave you a 20% off Jimmy John's coupon. You'd be like, what the fuck? This is absurd. It's an insult.
Right. Because on the one hand, yeah, I guess they don't have to do that, right? So it is money in your pocket if you're planning on going to the games anyway. But on the other hand, it is something that is going to generate more revenue for the club because they're going to entice you to go to a few more games you might not otherwise go to. Seems tacky.
Bad.
I think if you're going to call something a gift, much less significant, it better be a physical thing you can hold in your hand and take home with you. That's a gift.
Can I tell you the worst gift I've ever heard about? It came from a friend.
Yeah.
He's gotten a somewhat estranged relationship from his father. And he's at this point, he's turning 21. So it's kind of a milestone birthday. Dad invites him to come to the house for his birthday and goes to the house. And dad says, I've got a gift requisite of a 20. He did not use the word requisite. I know how you feel about that. I have a gift. You know, you've turned 21. You're at an age now where I can give you this gift. He says, when I win the lottery, you can live in my basement.
That's not a gift.
That was the gift.
When I win the lottery, narrator,
you can live in my basement.
He never won the lottery.
Breaking news.
Oh my God.
It can't be true, but it's true.
Thanks. Can you put that in writing, Dad? That'd be great if you could do that. All right, last one for tonight. There was an airplane incident on Southwest that has gone viral. I'll let you listen to the captain's announcement as to what it was.
So here's the deal. This continues while we're on the ground. I'm going to have to pull back to the gate. Everybody's going to have to get off. We're going to have to get security involved. And it's vacation that's going to be ruined. So you folks, whatever that airdrop thing is, quit sending naked pictures. Let's get yourself to Cabo.
Wow. So apparently somebody was sending naked pictures or probably dick pics.
Yes.
Via airdrop, which is a trick as old as time if you're not understanding of what it is. And the pilot said, I'm going to turn the plane around. Now, question, does he have that authority to do that?
Absolutely has the authority to
because
do that.
Because he's the captain.
Sure. Yes, he's the
There's
captain.
No passenger rights to go, dude, as soon as we get airborne, no one's going to be able to get airdrops because we'll be out of Wi-Fi range.
Well, you only have to be in Bluetooth range.
Really?
Right? And everybody's in Bluetooth range. So, yeah, I mean, if you've got your phone set to take in the anonymous airdrops, you're going to get it. Now, you did not hear the final part of this story. Turned out, against all odds, Jen Sturger on that phone.
Oh, zing, bang, boom. And with that, we say that is a wrap. GuillotineLeagues.com. You can find ranking sheets there as well. Charch's intel. It's the only way to play fantasy. Charch, God bless you, my friend. We'll talk
Thank
to you
next
week.
Thank you, my
friend.
There
you go. Yeah, he's good. Okay, so good day. Our topic today is...
Okay, hosers, thank you so much for listening and for downloading. Tomorrow, for subscribers only, myself, Scott Lynn, Steve Solomon, the Colonel's original recipe of the Zabe, and it's going to be a blast. Thanks for listening. Have a great Thursday, and we will see you next time.
Winning season has officially returned, and with NFL Preseason Live, there are plenty of opportunities to win at MyBookie. Whether you're a seasoned bettor or a first-timer, MyBookie gets you the most for your money with a double deposit bonus up to $1,000. To claim your bonus, sign up and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit, and you'll instantly double your money with MyBookie. It's simple. $250 puts $500 in your account, and you can use your funds to bet on as many individual games, contests, or props as you want. Bet on team win totals. Predict the Super Bowl winner. Use the MyBookie prop builder to give yourself the edge you need to secure the bag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.